Rocky, Muhammad, the black Superman who called.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
See, there's that sound again. Yes, she is still on the phone. She is still up at the Staffo estate, and America wants to know, how is your recovery from shoulder surgery going?
It's going very well. It's going better than expected. It's frustrating more than anything else, not really being able to do everything that I'm used to doing, but I feel like I'm getting along pretty nicely with just my left.
Well, that's terrific. And you're sitting home doing nothing except thinking of entertainment news and
that's
ways
right.
to just educate and entertain people all over the country. So here we
that's
go
true.
With
okay.
this week's entertainment report.
Okay, so everyone knows by now that Muhammad Ali passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was brought in for respiratory complications, but ultimately he died of septic shock due to, quote, unspecified natural causes. And I was just like, well, he had Parkinson's. I was obviously assuming that it had something to do with that. I'm not sure why they're getting all mysterious with the unspecified natural causes
mm-hmm.
thing. He died in an unspecified hospital in Phoenix. My guess is the Muhammad Ali Center at St. Joe's. I guess it's the movement disorder clinic that
right.
they named after him over
mm-hmm.
there. I don't know why they're being so mysterious about it, though. I mean, it wasn't a secret that he had that going on.
Exactly.
Someone else who died, Kimbo Slice, you know, the MMA.
He was only 42 years old.
42. Now, this is a little bit more interesting, okay, because Kimbo Slice passed away 42. Details surrounding his death are unclear,
mm-hmm.
which to me means that they're waiting for like toxicology report or something to come back.
Exactly.
The details surrounding his death being unclear is kind of like, you know, telltale sign of, we think that maybe he OD'd on something.
That's exactly right. So we await the toxicology report for him as well.
That's right.
And then he tried to go into legit boxing for a while too, I remember, and it didn't work out. So,
No. He wasn't very good.
But only 42 years old. Wow.
Keeping it on the UFC thing,
yes.
Brock Lesnar,
mm-hmm.
now crossing back over into the UFC territory. Now, this guy, Mark Hunt, is the latest person to call him out. They are going to have a match at UFC 200. MMAfighting.com, okay, had a cool headline, and this is what caught my eye about it, because you know Brock Lesnar kind of is doing the whole WWE thing on and off. Okay, the MMAfighting.com headline was, UFC heavyweight Mark Hunt plans to knock Lesnar's face off at UFC 200 and send him back to the WWE.
Wow, that gets the point across.
No kidding. Now, we all know that Vince McMahon loves cross-promotion,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sure that there's some type of agenda and alliance going on in the background. I think that this is where Brock Lesnar belongs. I don't think he belongs in WWE. I actually think he belongs in UFC.
That's where he does belong. And we're up to UFC 200 already. Is that correct?
Yep. Right.
I remember now when it first came out, it was called Ultimate Fighting and it wasn't on TV. It was only available on VHS tape. And do you know where they kept it in the video store? You had to go back into the adult room behind the red door.
Oh, it was in the porno section?
Yes, it was at the porn.
Behind the curtain?
It was at the porn closet. And I wanted to see it, and I'm like, and I'm like, you know, a college student at the time. It's like, all right, this sounds kind of cool. I'm going to check this out. I'm with the Ron Jeremy and Nina Hartley videos looking for my Ultimate Fighting. It was just very uncomfortable. Yeah, so it's come a long, long way.
You know, I remember there used to be a video store by my house in Brooklyn. It was like one of those, before Blockbuster, you know?
Yes.
It was like one of those like little local spots. And my mom and I would go in there, and they had like the little curtained off section in the back. And I remember as a young girl looking back and seeing like feet, you know, like underneath the curtains and thinking, oh, what's going on in there, you know? Yeah, porno. Okay.
And it was always...
Porno and Ultimate Fighting.
Porno and Ultimate Fighting, and the guys would all come out, and they'd be blushing. Always. If you just...
Right,
it was oh, it was a great place to people watch. And then...
So embarrassing.
Even Saturday nights was couples night coming out from behind the red curtain because they'd choosing the entertainment for the evening. So
Now we got the internet for that.
That's right.
Okay. Demi Lovato and Wilmer Valderrama have announced through a joint statement on social media that they are no longer together.
Oh,
they
what
decided
a shame.
To call it quits. They put out a freaking statement. I'm going to read the statement because it just makes me want to freaking throw up.
Go ahead.
I quote, after almost 6 loving and wonderful years together, we have decided to end our relationship. This was an incredibly difficult decision for both of us, but we've realized more than anything that we're better off best friends. We'll always be supportive of one another. Thank you to everyone who has offered us kindness and support over the years. Now,
yes.
Does this sound like they just had a death in the family or that they're breaking up, not getting divorced? just breaking up.
We're in deep mourning for our relationship.
Are you freaking kidding me right now?
In lieu of flowers for our relationship, please send donations too. But we'd like everyone to know we'll still be hooking up every once in a while. And wow.
Was it necessary to put out a statement? First of all, does the mass population even know that they're together?
No.
I feel like that's not really like at the forefront of any type of like headline. Second of all, who the hell do you think you are that you need to put out a statement about breaking up with your boyfriend or girlfriend? Really?
Even in this age of social media, would you even think about doing that? No, of course you wouldn't. Because nobody...
God, they're like... These celebs are so self-important.
But talk about a relationship that's going in two different directions in terms of the career. Demi Lovato is like really one of the things right now. Wilmer Valderrama.
Where did his career go?
That 70s show is like 15 years ago right now. And then he was voicing some kid's show on Disney Junior for a while. That's gone.
He also had a show called Your Mama or something?
Oh.
It was like all Your Mama jokes.
Yes.
And it was like battles against
It was like rankouts. Yes, it was. You know, your mama is this, your mama is that. It was old fashioned ghetto school rankout, and it's like that's a show, and that's your career.
And his thing, he would say on there, "Tu madre."
Right, tu madre.
Stupid.
Oh my God.
It's so stupid. Okay, I have some more stupid headlines for you.
Go ahead.
Denver Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib. I think that's how you say his name.
That is how you say it.
Was shot at the V Live Club in Dallas after a fight broke out. The bullet entered his leg but didn't damage any arteries or ligaments. Well, thank the Lord.
That's right.
You know what? You're coming off of a Super Bowl win, mm-hmm. right? Why are you bringing a gun to a club, first of all? Second of all, who the hell do you think you are? Third of all, if I'm the commissioner of the NFL or the coach of this team or the person that owns the Broncos, I'm saying, see you later. There should be a clause in all of these people's contracts. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
There should be a clause that says if you do some dumbass stuff like this, you are, first of all, out. Second of all, I always say, you know, like offsides or encroachment.
Sure.
There should be like, that's just like a rookie move. And I always say like, it should be in their contracts that it's every time they get that penalty, they're fined $5,000.
Wow. Look at you. You're a hard negotiator. But you know,
I really am.
There's precedent for that. Remember when Plaxico Burress brought himself a gun into a dance club in New York and it dropped out?
He shot himself.
Because he had on sweatpants. First of all, how the hell did he get into a club in Manhattan wearing sweatpants? That's issue one. Issue two, Plaxico Burress. Well, that's true. But it slipped down and it went off and he shot himself in the leg and he got himself suspended because of it. So, who knows? Mr. Talib may find himself with a suspension to start the season. But I know why you don't like him. You don't like him because before he played for the Broncos, he played for the New England Patriots. And we know how
I wasn't going to bring it up.
Yes,
okay?
we know what you think about that.
I wasn't going to bring it up. But you know what? Let's just add that to the laundry list of reasons why I don't like this guy. Okay.
Yes.
Casey Anthony's lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay. Jose Baez has been called to speak with Aaron Hernandez.
Talk about Patriots.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about. So, okay, Casey Anthony, who got off murder for killing her kid.
That's right.
Jose Baez, the lawyer, they've called now to speak with Aaron Hernandez so that maybe he can do the same thing for him. I'm thinking, I don't think that's happening because isn't he on video shooting that guy?
He certainly is.
So they have him on tape?
He certainly is, yes.
Okay, now here's what I think. I think that this guy will definitely find some neuropsychologist out there that's going to say, he has diminished capacity
as
a result of concussions from playing in the NFL and can't control his impulses or some stupid stuff like that.
That's exactly right.
Just like there's always a lawyer, there's always some doctor that's willing to, you know, for the right price, say, his mental state is not in the right place.
Wow.
So stupid. This is like sad news, but kind of not.
Okay.
The next season
of
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Rumored to only have 7 episodes and potentially
7.
Next season will be the last season.
Why?
Now, the episodes are extremely expensive to make. The ratings, they're not going down, so that's not the problem, but they're very expensive to make. And the writer of the book, J.R.R. Martin, still hasn't finished the next book. However, the writers of the TV show know the ending. I think what they're going to do is they're just going to, streamline it. to like the end, and they're going to fill in the blanks or whatever. But rumor has it that they're looking to end it on a high note as far as ratings and as far as fans not being annoyed with long drawn out storylines and stuff like that.
So when the ratings, not that they're not going up, they're not going down, but when they plateau, that's just as bad as the ratings tanking. That means they're not building audience, and it's time for Peter Dinklage to start finding a new role. That's what that means. Wow.
It's time to go.
It's time
to
go.
But you know what? It's sad in a way because you know how much I love this show.
Oh, really?
But at the same time, it's good because I'm so happy to find out if Jon Snow is actually going to be on the Iron Throne.
It's finally going to come out, and you're going to know. Wow. Boy, I had to get Game of Thrones in there somehow, didn't we? Wow.
We it's always amazing, do. Isn't it?
It is amazing. All right.
Yeah.
That was quite an amazing entertainment report. Just,
a lot of information out
you've
there, you
outdone
know?
You've outdone yourself once again. Even on the disabled list, even up in your house, you still outdo yourself. America comes away impressed once again.
Oh, thank you very
You're
much.
You're very welcome. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Safo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.